Our Lady comes as Rosa Mystica. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today, dear children, I have come to help you to realize the ways in which these messages of holy and divine love have been challenged by evil. These days, the opinions and acceptance of people is highly revered, while God's commandments are not. Morals are refashioned to suit groups of people instead of people shaping their morality to the commandments of God. The right to sin has been condoned by legislation. All of this has been carried into the church in the compromise of liberal consciences. So, while liberal stances are given their play, missions, such as this founded on private revelation, are summarily persecuted without concern for the message or the messenger. I remind those involved in all the misinformation they instigate against holy love. God's commandments do not bend or change to suit you. It is still a sin to rash judge or commit calumny. Until you read all of the messages, you should not foolishly offer your opinion. Even worse, you should not set forth your opinion as a judgment, as though you have read every message. No good comes from opposing heaven. As society today flounders and compromise and hypocrisy, do not be so careless as to dismiss messages that lead all people and all nations back to God and personal holiness. Do not misuse authority to oppose your Heavenly Mother. Open your hearts to the truth. Today I address you as Rosa Mystica. Under this title, I ask for prayer, penance, and sacrifice. But these days, especially, I ask for deeper understanding of the mystical life.